than you usually do.
One more. We're going to have to. I'm going to move you out because Katya will make me.
What is it? 5 minutes ago?
Okay.
We'll take a couple more questions.
Okay. Noha from Egypt. Noha from Egypt. Again, internet governance, because there is something that is very confusing for me. It's about ICANN's rule, and I was following the discussion on internet governance since at the beginning of this week, and I find that while some people are talking about if ICANN should contribute, facilitate, liaise, or coordinate, and they are still questioning this, mainly from the business constituency group. Others are talking about the role of ICANN in internet governance as it's something that it's not questionable or negotiable. I understand that the ICANN is different from the internet governance, and there is something that I always pop up in my mind is that in the IGF we have kind of a corridor diplomacy. Here we have a business diplomacy, so it's a different perspective of tackling IG issues. So I would like you to please elaborate on this, because this is very confusing for me.
My fellow Egyptian, I'm Egyptian too, so I have to be careful how I answer her. Look, we have a house, it's called ICANN. Inside that house we have a job. It's a very clear job. And we cannot change that job. Cannot change that job. This is very important, because our legitimacy is to stick to the job we were given and do it well. And so a lot of people, when we step outside that house, they say, oh, why are you going outside that house? Your job is inside this house. And yes, we should not expand our role in the coordination of names and numbers. We should not. But our house, it lives in a city, on a street, in an environment. There's things going outside the house. There's an environment we live in. And if we are completely bunkered, as we say, in that house, and think that we're alone and there is nothing outside the house, we will be completely overtaken, because we live in an ecosystem. Windsurf insists on that all the time, reminds us, we live in an ecosystem. We're not alone. I am in a unique position to feel the pressures of that ecosystem. Huge pressures. Pressures from good side and pressures from the bad side. Pressures that come at me because we are doing okay in this house. So people come and say, why don't you expand this house? Let's add a few bedrooms. Why don't you handle this? Why don't you handle that? And the pressure on ICANN doing more has been increasing, because the need is huge to address so many things on the internet. And in many cases, there is no place to go. So people say, well, let's go back to the multilateral process, the UN process, to solve them. That's what Dilma said in her speech. She said, I have a problem. I don't know where to go. I'm going to go to the UN. It's normal. Where would they go? Where else would they go? Yesterday, a government person told me, if a citizen feels that they need something and they can't get it done, in most parts of the world, maybe not in Sweden certainly, but in most parts of the world, the citizen goes to the government and says, I need to be protected about this, or I need this. Where does the government go if they can't control it? Because usually the internet has implications that are supranational. They're above the nation, because that service may be delivered from another country. So the only place a government can go above the government legal system to seek redress is the multilateral system. There's no other place. So our problem is that our citizens in most parts of the world go through that thing, and the pressures then come on me, as ICANN, saying, you need to do this. You need to do more. That's the good pressure. The bad pressure coming on us is coming from people who believe we shouldn't have this thing happen. From people who believe that the people around this table with nice little microphones should be all government officials deciding what happens. There's a lot of pressure on me on that regard. Do you believe we should hand our job to the governments? I'm not against governments. I actually think governments can be good and have a role. But if governments alone are sitting around this table, we will have one view. We will not have full view of what needs to happen. Especially that 99% of internet resources on the planet are not run by governments. They're run by business. And the user, my mother, you, everybody on the internet, has a voice. A very powerful voice. It needs to be heard. You can no longer kind of push around users like you used to. So there are so many stakeholders that need to be at the table, and there are governments pressuring us to get into our house and tell us, you know, what faucet to use and what chicken to cook tonight. And we say, no, we have a consensus model. We all sit together and we decide what we're going to eat tonight. So the people telling you that I should sit in the house, close the windows and the doors, and do this, and say, I don't know what's outside, I think are mistaken. They're missing something. Internet governance is an ecosystem. We are part of it. And when we decided to do something 3 months ago in a very forceful way, it's because we felt we need to protect the house. Number one, we need to protect the house. That's my job. You elected me as your president to make sure that house stays safe and continues to do what it does well. So I wanted to protect the house. Then the second thing, I can't protect the house alone. I'm not Superman. So what I did, I went and got all the fellow ISTAR organizations. I say, hey, do you believe there is a threat on your little houses too? Yes, there is a threat. So let's be one. So we issued the Montevideo statement. We said, you know, we believe in these things. This was powerful. You know that the ISTARs never, ever issued a common statement of any kind, not even a press release. And now we issue a strong common statement that says, this is like the neighborhood association in your block saying, we're here. Do not mess with this block. And then we went to Bali. And we went to the next block. And the next block, we said to the business business people, come, stand with us, the civil society, come. And many of these groups never stood together except for SOPA and PIPA during last year in the US and in some other places. But we've never done something together as an internet governance group. And now we have OneNet as a home for that coordination amongst us. OneNet is not a new organization. It's just a place where we all meet and we voice our positions to protect who we are. So if anyone tells you it's not our job to protect our homes and to protect our neighborhoods and to protect this, then they're wrong. They're wrong. Because we have to be very involved, and we would be building what I said on the very first day as an Egyptian when I started at ICANN. I said, we need to build oasis, not fortress. The fortress mentality of people here sometimes is because they want to protect what they have and they don't want anybody else to be involved. I don't believe in fortresses. I think fortresses are designed so somebody can attack them. An oasis is open. It's welcoming. It's proud. This is who we are. And we offer something unique on the planet. Let's be very open about it, but also stand guard to it. But without putting walls. The best protection of what we did is to be proud of who we are. And to show it to the world, because it's pretty good. It's very good. The more I understand what happens inside ICANN and the IETF, the more I am very proud of it. It is a beautiful thing that humans have put together to actually cooperate. And we should not let anyone take it away. I'll take one more question if I could. Yes, sir.
Okay, so my name is Edwin Opari from Ghana. I work with the government of Ghana. And ICANN has a contract with that's specifically NTIA, U.S. Department of Commerce.
Yes.
Right. And all of a sudden, the Montevideo statement comes out.
Yes.
Very strong, powerful one.
Yes.
You know, after the statement, Brazil announces a multi-stakeholder meeting.
Yes.
In Brazil. So my question then is, how has this statement, how has the Brazilian meeting affected your relationship with your boss, which is the U.S. government?
Yes.
All right. And how do we see the future as far as ICANN's existence is concerned, is there going to be a point in time where you're going to cease to have that contract with the U.S. government and you're still going to manage the IANA function, but are you going to cease having a contract with the U.S. government?
Yes.
Or how is the future going to be like?
Yes. There will be no contract at some point. That's by design. That's how we designed that contract.
Mm.
That contract should have ended a long time ago. But it didn't for a variety of reasons. And so when my son first came and told me, I don't need you to drive with me anymore, I can drive without you. Huh? What did I say? What did you do? If you're a parent, what do you do? The first thing, no, just please, I'm gonna be sitting next to you for a while. No, Dad, I can drive alone. Just let me have the car. And as a parent, you look at your son and you calculate, is he ready? Is he mature? Is he really going to be careful when I give him this powerful machine? And you make a decision at some point. Well, the U.S. government for a long time has been wanting to give up that contract. It's written in the contract. It's part of the essence of the contract. And they didn't because, frankly, I'll be candid with you, we were not ready. We did not have the operational depth, the management maturity, the global understanding that we needed to be handed the keys. I'm now publicly telling the U.S. government, I think we're ready. Same thing when my son came and told me at 16, I'm ready, give me the keys, right? And the U.S. government is kind of saying, okay, let me check. I have to check. They haven't responded yet, by the way, to my statements yet. Huh? This is like, again, same thing. My son was chasing me around the house. Come on, Dad, I need the keys. I have to go out tonight. And I avoided him for a few days and found time to talk to my wife quietly, say, what do you think? Should we give Mark the keys? Same, it's exact dance is going. Of course, there is, in the case of the U.S. government, there is this powerful sense that some people in Congress or others or the security apparatus of the U.S. would say, oh, we're going to give the keys away. And that's fine. So I went to Congress and I talked to them. I said, do we look like adults? Do we look like we know what we're doing? Do we have the GAC? Do we have a community? Do we know operationally what we're doing? They're quiet now. But I'm making the point. And you help me make the point. The more ICANN looks open, inclusive, mature, global, ready, we'll get the keys. And it's the right thing to do for the world. And I don't want to replace the U.S. government by 20 other governments or 150 governments. No, I want to replace the U.S. government with the legitimacy of the multi-stakeholder model. We are ready. We don't need anyone to tell us how to be good stewards of the public interest of the Internet. We have to show that. That's why I ask you to keep this in your heart. Because if they see this, if they witness this, and they're here, they're roaming the halls. They have a lot of people here. For that reason. For that reason, they're watching. Is our community together? Are we listening to each other? And that's why I want to leave you with this thought. When you see people in our community putting their interests and their agendas ahead of the multi-stakeholder model, as they accuse me sometimes of not being open or multi-stakeholder, check their agendas. What is behind? Why are they thinking this way? Keep our mission pure. I tell my children in French, vive la naivete. It's okay to be naive a little bit. It's okay to be a little bit childish about it because children have that purity about them. And if we keep this purity in our mission, understanding what's happening around us and the people trying to affect us, I'm not silly, but at the same time, keep the purity of our mission. We will win. The truth will win. Okay? Good to see you all.
Thank you, Bobby.
Wonderful day. Happy to see you.
And Patrick, I'd like you to be able to entertain one or two. I know you have an 8 o'clock.
So hard stop. But if there are any questions you'd like to ask Patrick about the security and stability, or just, you know, generally if his children have learned how to drive, they have their license, keys.
Yeah, I want to add one point to what Fadi told you. He told you that we need you, or I can need you. And I think this act is very good, because the other things you can do is that you are a group now. You will be spread into this organization tomorrow, where you will participate to the GAC, to the ALAC, to the SAC, to the GNSO, to whatever. You will be spread all around this organization. And we need group like you to stay together. Sometime get together, because you will help the cross constituency of this organization. It's absolutely a need, and it's why this program is so good. And it's so good also because you have a very good leader who can help you, who help you to build a group. Then keep that.
To some degree, I think that's a very good statement, and I have absolutely nothing to add. But I have time for one more question. But if you have other things you want to talk to me or other SAC member, chase her down in the corridors or something, or reach out to me. There are several people in the room that have my phone number and email address, and they can help finding me. But one more question, if someone has it, Sunny. Or we should just have another cup of coffee and I leave to Sebastian. Thank you very much for today, and I'm looking forward already to the next meeting.
I know it's kind of hard because everything just kind of went in the room. Like we're still in stun mode. So I'm just going to jump outside. David Olive is here, and he just has a couple slides to show you, and it's really important. David hasn't been able to stop by in a couple meetings to talk about his policy team and the SOAC engagement, which is really the bringing together. I work very closely now with the policy team on engagement, and we work on it from we work on engagement from two different viewpoints. So we have engagement from a newcomer standpoint, a fellowship standpoint, and an outreach standpoint. And David's team works on engagement within the SO and ACs and the stakeholder groups, making sure that we're giving them all the tools that they need. Because at the end of the day, we have a presentation today at 9 on global stakeholder engagement, so I was working on it last night and kind of thinking about it when I woke up this morning. And the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I'm writing in the presentation and the PowerPoints. It's about connecting with whoever shows up this morning at 9. The whole idea is connecting with the community and saying, we are here as ICANN staff to resource you. And that's really the bottom line of engagement. You know what you need to do. You need to get back to your universities. You need to get back to your organizations. You need to get back to your boss and to your, you know, folks back there. And you need to engage. And you need to make them understand what's happening here. And my nervousness went away this morning really about 5:30 when the alarm went off and I was laying there and I thought, there is nothing difficult about the message we're going to try to say today. Because all we're doing is saying we're here. We know we need to provide you the tools as a community to engage better, to build capacity, to train, to bring awareness. And so I'll step outside and get David, but we're learning how to work together better as a staff to understand what tools we can all bring and what support we can all bring in order to make the policy or the security or the DNS operations or whatever it is that we are trying to hold up and make stronger and be better. It's all done by the community members. We are just here to support. And it was so funny. I had such an easy moment this morning about 5:45. Because it hit me again. You know, you forget sometimes, get caught up in making slides and doing this. I was like, wow, this is really not as tough as I thought.
So before the boss comes back, how about we have a fellow somewhere in that grouping? I don't see us. How come that's not there? Yeah? How come we're not represented in this model? Here she comes. Shh.
Hi. You're one of Saves. Okay. Nui. Fantastic. I've not been there yet. I've been trying to get there, but I haven't gotten there yet. So I hope we can have an... First of all, sorry I was late and then pulled out.
We're doing a little switch. This is not David Olive.
No. Oh, by the way, no.
So first of all, let's be clear.
Sorry. I'm not David Olive. David Olive is over there. I don't do policy. David heads all that up. I'm Teresa Swinehart, and I've just joined recently 2 months ago, though it feels like about 5 years ago at this point. And I oversee the strategy and strategy initiatives department. So that is the area I focus in on. But first of all, I just wanted to say welcome. This program is, I think, just incredibly, incredibly important. The opportunity to see how these organizations and how these models work, to bring in fresh ideas and fresh perspectives, and to become engaged in your local communities and in your local dialogues, but also bring insights from that also into organizations like ICANN and other forums, is what we need, and is what's critically important. So, new leadership, new ideas, new energy, and anything like that is very important. So first of all, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to come to a meeting like this. I know Janice does not run an easy program. She keeps you busy all the time. But I hope with that, both we as an organization learn a lot from you, and you can share experiences at home as well. So I would love to have time to go around the table and ask where everybody's from, but I fear that, we could be here all day. So David would probably shoot me at that point. Let me just run through quickly what the strategic department does. So we have the strategic planning process for the organization, which you have probably seen in the discussions this week. This is a very important opportunity to provide contributions into what the strategic plan for the organization looks like for the coming 5 years. So it's a five-year plan and a vision towards the future. And I'd really encourage everybody to take a look at it and then also provide input from your perspectives. It brings in fresh ideas. It brings in new perspectives that may not be ones that are captured in the day-to-day lives of people who live in the ICANN community every day. So I think that's an important opportunity and an important area. And I think it's also an important way to ensure that the organization is evolving to become the global organization and serve the global community in a way that is actually functional for stakeholders worldwide. So that's the one area that we have underway. Not to be confused with the strategy panels. I realize that we use strategy in two different major things this year. The strategy panels are sort of taking a deeper dive on some themes that have been coming up in ICANN-related dialogues for some time. And those in particular are focusing on DNS and innovation, where the DNS is going in the future, which I think is an important area. Public interest responsibilities of the organization, so another area. How do we serve the public in the right way within our mission and mandate? Multi-stakeholder engagement. Are there different ways that we can engage with stakeholders in light of the 21st century and different kinds of tools that exist in the online environment and processes and policy processes for that? And then the final one is ICANN in the internet ecosystem and internet governance sphere, and what are our responsibilities in that space as partners in the global internet ecosystem and also as ICANN as an organization. So those are sort of the two major initiatives we have going on right now, aside from the affirmation of commitments and the review processes there, which are a very important part of the organization's review processes and legitimacy and engagement. And then we have operational reviews under the bylaws, again, all to make sure that the organization is evolving in a way that's going to serve the global community. But I maybe have a few minutes for questions, and then I'll turn it over to David.
I need to jump in here and say this. Therese is the reason that I'm here.
So Teresa worked, led the global partnerships division when she was with ICANN, which I know for me feels like 15 years ago, and it was seven. But it, you add some years at ICANN when you're, it's like double, I think, for every year. But I met Teresa in my very first ICANN meeting in San Juan in 2007, and I had worked for ICANN for 4 months and knew almost no one, and had been working on the fellowship project to bring the program to life. And Jacob Malthouse, who was the Caribbean manager for engagement, was the leader of the program and led the fellowship. And so being the project manager, I joined into the afternoon program. He used to have it in the afternoon back in the day. But I literally met Teresa the night I came in, lost my luggage, and had no one to have dinner with. And she invited me to sit and have dinner with some of the staff. And 2 months later, Jacob found another opportunity, and Teresa turned to me and said, "Would you like to take over this program?" And I thought I'd just been given like the best gift. And, you know, 7 years later, you know, I'll be in tears in 2 hours when we all meet again at 11, because I was given a great gift. And I get passionate about this, as I did when I talked to you on Monday, because I don't like to see great gifts squandered or left under the Christmas tree and unopened and partially unwrapped. And so it's really important for me for you to have people like Teresa who bring opportunities to this table. And I want you to listen to what she had just said. And she just opened up five or six different doors for you for participation. For those of you who sit around the table after a week here and feeling really like the brain, you know, cells have been sucked right out of you, and what can I possibly do now? Seriously, there are about six things that just got laid on the table here. Because these strategy panels are looking for people like you. All of you have the expertise and the fresh eyes. The combination of those two is amazing here at ICANN, because we have a lot of folks here that are wandering the halls and in the sessions, but they sometimes aren't the ones with the fresh perspective. And you have that. And you have what Fadi was talking about earlier, the daily experience of what you're going through. And to bring that experience to the table and to bring it to these strategy panels who are looking yesterday and the day before and the day before, if you listen to what the panelists were saying, you know, they're looking for you. And from ICANN's perspective, for a 3 to 5 year plan to understand what from our mandate is important to take forward, what should we be focusing on? You know, this needs to come from you. So I think we just got handed a great gift, and I know it needs to take some time to sink in. But talk to me about it. Share emails with me. Talk with the alumni. None of us hide. Teresa.Swinehart@ICANN.org. Well, none of us hide. You know, you find us on the staff. You know where we are. So we're here to engage you and to get you involved in some of these things. So I just wanted to be able to say that. Now, I know, Teresa, you've got things to go to. David does. We're getting a little bit backed up. So I am going to say, if you do have any questions, feed them through me, and I'll get them to Teresa. If you need to, would like to sign up for one of the panels and you don't remember how, feed it through me. I'll get you there. Okay. Teresa, thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And this isn't David either.
I'm not going to switch, but okay.
That's perfect. Sally, I'll go ahead and let you introduce yourself. This is my boss. No pressure here. Act like you like me.
Good morning. Thank you, Janice. I've never been introduced as Janice's boss before. I think that's quite exciting. For those of you who haven't come across me this week, and some of you have, I recognize some faces around the table already. My name is Sally Costerton, and I lead stakeholder engagement at ICANN. And I work with Janice, and I also work with Teresa and David, who really does exist and is sitting over there, hasn't had a sex change. And between us, well, specifically Janice and I, actually, and some of our colleagues who are in our engagement team, who represent regions, some of whom you've probably met this week, particularly Rodrigo, who is the host regional vice president, Rodrigo de la Parra, who is the head of stakeholder engagement for Latin America and the Caribbean. We've been working very hard in the last few months on pulling together all the kind of pieces and parts of how we handle engagement at ICANN. And before I go any further, I'm going to give you just a few highlights that I hope will be helpful. Not too many, because we have a session at 9 o'clock, which I want you to come to, so I'm not going to give you too much now. One thing I would say is, what do we mean by stakeholder engagement? It's a slightly strange term, and I sometimes wonder how well it works in other languages, i.e. not in English. But it's a little bit, I've experienced it a little bit like multi-stakeholder model. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you haven't yet, you will soon get very used to the fact that whatever language, almost whatever language you hear conversations spoken in, suddenly people go, da 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 da, multi-stakeholder model. And I like to think it's such a unique concept, it just doesn't translate. So I suspect it's just the word, but, you know. And stakeholder engagement is a little bit like that. Stakeholder is a relatively new word, actually. I mean, it hasn't existed for that long, probably maybe 10 years, 12 years. And it came from, there's some argument about where it originated. But one of the first users of it that I recall was the then British Prime Minister, who some of you may recall, who was a man called Tony Blair. And he was trying to, they were trying to find a way of talking about audiences or in other words, would be like consumers or users or people of services, governments that were not financial, because we use shareholders, the word shareholders. And this is specific. This means people who have a financial stake in an organization. And by about 10 years ago, it was becoming quite obvious that organizations needed, you know, it was much more complicated than that. We needed to find a way of talking about a mechanism for participation that was more than just financial. And that's where stakeholder really started to come from. And now we're so used to it as a word, we just say it. So that's what we do. And what it really means in practice is that the team that I look after is responsible for handling the first line of dialogue and conversation exchange between ICANN and the world. And you know how the multi-stakeholder model works now, because you've probably seen this lots of times this week. So broadly, we split it up in two directions and a matrix. So we look at the big stakeholder groups that the internet community as a whole tends to use, and so not just ICANN. So we look at business, governments, civil society, and the technical community. And at a global level, we have experts, sort of subject matter heads or leads, who are responsible for really leading our thoughts, leading our content strategy and overall engagement around those particular groups and those particular topics. And they work with the regional guys. And what we'll talk about in the morning session at 9 is how you can access that in a way that suits you. So we've built a model, a stakeholder sort of delivery model, if you like, or engagement model, that should allow anyone, whoever they are, wherever they come from in the world, whatever their interest is, to find a way into ICANN in terms of participation and engagement that works for them. Now, part of that, I think, have these guys seen Chris Gift?
No.
Okay.
Well, some of them have been in the ICANN labs.
Oh, wow. Right. So those of you, who's been in ICANN labs? Oh, that's great. That's really great. Wow. Yeah. That's very cool. Okay. So then you know more than I do about how our digital engagement is partnering. So we have people and we have tools and technology. Essentially, those are our kind of two resources. And we've pulled them really closely together. So instead of having them in departments, Chris works as part of our team. Doesn't report to me, but he's an integral part of my team. Works very closely with all my guys, including Janice is a very close partner of him, with his in terms of how we evolve the right solutions. ICANN Labs is a way of solving problems, as you know, for those of you who have been participating in it. And we're moving towards a new web engagement structure. So it complements that same idea. So imagine that you are living in Ghana and you're a fellow maybe, or you're just coming to ICANN for the first time and you're thinking about what do you want from ICANN? Engagement is about giving you something that is relevant. because if it's not relevant, it doesn't engage you. Super simple. Sounds easy, surprisingly hard to deliver. I'm making sure that you have an online method, a tool, a journey that you can go on that makes sense to you. So that's a big project. And some of you will have seen some early, you know, examples of what's coming. It's not a big change, actually, you know, in the kind of the body of the ICANN website. Because actually the ICANN website is also a huge archive. And it needs to be. Partly for bylaw reasons. I mean, you need to be able to go and find a document that was created when ICANN was created. And it needs to be there, and it needs to be tagged properly. And it's a legal requirement of ICANN that we have this huge electronic archive. And it's a big, big, big old beast. That's a huge job in itself. But what we had in the past was we were really kind of just pushing content at our stakeholders. And that's a bit like now today. If you go to the website, it's a bit very broadcast. So if you're lucky and you just happen to be interested in the thing that we happen to have posted on the site that day, good, that's great. Bit potluck, though, you know, doesn't really help us to engage. So the two priorities for stakeholder engagement for us for the past year have been, have we got the right people? That's really important, by the way. Engagement is about relationships. It's all about relationships. It's about how do we build and maintain effective relationships that are two-way. What do you need? What does ICANN need? How can we help you be appropriately, relevantly involved in ICANN? Knowing that, you know, the more that works for you, the more that it works for the body that is ICANN, the community that is ICANN. And then how do we do it in a way, not just people, but technology that works for you? And how do we organize those together in a system that's logical and rational? And that can be utilized in as many languages as we can possibly do. So it sounds really easy. And when you see the new website later on this morning, I think, I don't know, but I suspect you might go, wow, that looks quite simple. Well, it's good. A lot of the feedback we've had is, oh, it's very clean, it's very simple. But most of you will know in life, it is much more difficult to do something that looks very simple and works beautifully. Now I'm reaching around to see if I can find my iPad, which is behind me. Oh my God, this is the perfect example of design and technology, the perfect marriage of user design products. What do you want? What's relevant for you? How do we make it really, really easy? And we use apps, which are really complicated pieces of software, and a two-year-old can use them. Now, I don't actually want to say that I think a two-year-old is going to be able to use the ICANN website. That's a little bit of a big promise. But our aspirations are that we blend the people, the tools, the technology, and the system, which is also about process. So as you come into ICANN, you build a relationship with the right guy at the front door, if you like. You maybe start with an ALS. You might say, I want to join a local at-large structure. Often that's the way people come into ICANN for the first time. And then you might say, well, I'm quite interested in following this subject, this newsfeed. I might pick up a mentor, a buddy, somebody who's been in the community for a long time, might live on the other side of the world, but is much more interested in my subject. So I want to find a way of talking to them, partnering with them, having them help me on board in my life at ICANN. And you might never do any more than that. That's very cool. That's fine. But maybe one day you come right into the middle of ICANN and you educate yourself along the way through tools like our online platform, which I know most of you have seen this week, will help you become more and more comfortable, more and more knowledgeable about how policymaking works, which David will talk about, to the point where one day you might decide that you want to become part, you want to stand for election to one of the SOAC structures. But you might never do that. You might have an aspiration to do that right from the start. And my team's responsibility is to help you to make that happen. It's really as simple as that. So I hope that's helpful. I won't say any more now, because in case anyone has any questions. Is that enough?
That is, that's fantastic. I think I'm coming across, but I'm not sure, our other team. So Sally, I'm going to say it's 8:13. So I'm going to ask if there's two questions maybe for Sally. And Adrian, I haven't seen your hand up yet this morning. We'll take one more and then have David slide in. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hi, my name is Adrian Quesada. I'm from Costa Rica. And I just wanted to point out that I truly appreciate the efforts that ICANN is making to make information more accessible and to help us have not only one mentor, but multiple mentors. I mean, I was a part of the beta of the Peer Advisory Network, and I really found that it made a difference. It made a difference in how I related to ICANN and how I related to the people that are part of ICANN. I knew that I had a way of asking an open question that would be contextualized and answered by people that I didn't expect to answer my question. So I'm really grateful for that, and I hope that we can stay in touch.
Thank you. And for those of you that have already been involved, in whatever realm, whether it's online or offline, analog, which I'm going to call people, please give us feedback. In the meeting today, we'll share with you how to do that. But I'll give you a sneak peek. We have set up an email account, which Janice, by the way, is the queen of all this. I mean, without Janice, a lot of this just wouldn't happen. So I need to really recognize her in this room. I know she talks to you about running the Fellows Program. But she does not just run the Fellows Program, let me tell you. Her dexterity, her skill, and her patience and her knowledge of how to get things done in this community, in my experience, is unrivaled. So don't just see the Fellows Program is a really important part of our engagement program as well. I mean, it's very important, and we are growing it this year. We'll continue to grow. We have FADI support to do that. You heard that, I hope, in the opening ceremony. And this is also due to Janice's commitment. So the keep giving us feedback, and we have a new email, which is Janice's idea, which we've set up, called engagement@icann.com. So you will have a new, you know, a new way. There are many other ways of feeding back to us. Oh, sorry, I do apologise. Yes, it is. I must have not got that wrong in the meeting. Engagementicann.org. Yes, VeriSign will be happy with me. And Akram Atala will not be happy with me.
Good. Great. Well, okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sally. And I'm bringing everyone following me to the 9 o'clock.
Madam Aganiden, good morning. My name is David Olive. I'm Vice President of Policy Development Support at ICANN, and more recently, the General Manager of the Regional Headquarter Hub in Istanbul, or that region being Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. I live in Istanbul, and so I'm learning Turkish, and slowly, but I'm learning Turkish. So thank you very much for this opportunity, and thank you, Janet, for asked me to come and talk to you. This is an important program, as Fadi has mentioned and others have mentioned, important opportunity to engage people who are interested in the internet, interested in ICANN, and can be a path to further engagement in the various supporting organizations and advisory committees and other activities of ICANN. I would just like to relate a brief story that may help connecting you to what you're doing with us and the fellowship program. In 1995, almost ancient history, I was involved with a group of company executives who had an interest in promoting the commercial use of the internet at a time when there were silos of software, hardware, semiconductors. They were very, very vertical in their approach to information technology and communications, and not horizontal as the internet was becoming. And so they were getting together, and it was at a time when this concept of ICANN was being developed. And this is our 15th year. And in 1998, it was the concept was coming into being, and we were an early supporter of the concept of a bottom-up, consensus-based, private sector approach to the management of the domain name system, the names and the numbers. And so in that early engagement that I had with this newly formed entity called ICANN, we fast forward to today, and this is now only my fourth year at ICANN. It's a pleasure to be here to be part of that. But for you, this is kind of your introduction to being present at the creation of the next 15 years of ICANN, and that's why we're happy to have you with us and hopefully continue to be part of our community. To the next slide, just quickly. The policy development team, we are a group of people who support the activities of the entities and organizations within ICANN that develop policy for the domain name system. So we help our community as they create policies and guidelines in the generic namespace for the generic names supporting organization, GNSO, or the country code space, the CCNSO, or the number space, the address support organization. To that extent, we also need to have them reach out and engage for the necessary inputs. We ask people to be part of the process, to give us their ideas. Policy development, in many ways, is an effort at problem solving. We have an issue with registration, with registrants, with transfer of those domain names. How do we effectively and efficiently take care of that? The Whois directory service needs to be improved. How do we do that? And so we engage our community to give us ideas, their experience in terms of a user, their experience in terms of a technical expert, their experience in terms of a registrar or registry engaging in that service to various community members. And obviously, as we support the community in these problem-solving policy development process, we also are responsible for managing the system that is fair and open. We want to encourage that all stakeholders are aware of the policies that are being developed, have a chance to input, comment, and be part of the process. That is the legitimacy that we have at ICANN, and that when finally decisions are given to the Board of Directors for review and approval, it is a bottom-up consensus process that people have known about or aware about, had public comments on, and could say that, yes, we understand what that is. That doesn't mean everyone gets what they want, but it's a process that, by consensus, moves forward. Next slide, please. The team I have, there are 22 staff members in 9 countries, covering 10 time zones, and we have capacities in 12 languages. We are both a combination of subject matter experts and secretariat support services. What does that mean? The subject matter experts link to the various expert working groups in the generic namespace organization or the country code space organization, the governmental advisory committee as well, at large, security and stability, you heard from Patrick Falstrom, and we partner with those chairs and those leaders in working on the development of their advice to the board or their policy suggestions to the board. Secretariat support is to help maintain their, most of the work is done by teleconferences, and luckily when we come face-to-face, we also have meetings here at ICANN for that purpose, and it's to organize their schedules, their teleconferences, to make the logistics easier for them to focus on the information and inputs they need to make. The next slide, please. Here is the team which shows the various countries. And the top of mine, I'm listed as Turkey because that's where I am, but other people are around the world, and we are a diverse and remote group. I hold a Wednesday staff meeting at 6 p.m. my time, 8 a.m. L.A. time, and on, where I have to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, but it works, and that's part of our global team. So with that, I would just like to thank you for this opportunity. And if you have any questions, that'd be great. Thank you.
It's the quietest morning I've ever had. Yeah, I'm having some issues with my mic, so I'll come back over here. So I'm just going to add on to this, and then David, let him go on his way. He's
been taking in a lot this morning as he waited for his turn to speak, so he's got a little bit of everything. So when you were outside earlier, I was telling them how we are, as a stakeholder engagement team, liaising more and more with the policy team, Rob Hogarth specifically and I, working together. And I think the community, I've gotten some questions from them on saying, well, who would I go to? You know, so would I go to Rob Hogarth in policy for SOAC engagement, or Janice, do I come to you if I'm looking at engagement? What's the difference? So, David, I don't know if you just want to talk a little bit about how Rob is working with the engagement.
Sure, thank you. Rob Hogarth is a senior director in the policy development team, and he is focusing on what we call stakeholder and advisory committee engagement. What is that? That would be, so if you have a question or if you're interested in being part of either the policy development process of the GNSO, CCNSO, numbers, ASO, or information on what the advisory committees are doing, Rob Hogarth would be your point of contact. It's really mostly within our existing organizations that Rob deals with, and for those who may not be part of that structure, they want to know something about an internet governance event or an outreach event that's more general in nature that I can maybe part of or sponsoring, then that would be more of an outreach to Janet, I think. So that is kind of the division, frankly. If you want to know inside our existing structures, as it's pointed out, that would be Rob Hogarth, and those external or other events that ICANN is involved with the ecosystem, the iStar fellow organizations dealing with the internet, then that would be more of a Janice a link. Obviously, locally in your countries or your regions, we have at-large structures. This is our general internet representation of internet users, and it is our most grassroots approach. They usually are paired with or linked to ISOC, Internet Society members in your countries or regions. And that's another way of getting involved through the at-large structures. And we would encourage you to look at that and to do that.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Noah.
I have sort of a naive question, but they told me as a fellow newcomer I could be as naive as I would like. So I would like to elaborate on what kind of policies. My background is political science, so the first thing that is stuck to me, policies is government business. And whenever I hear someone inside I can talking about politics, I can't relate this. What kind of policies? And I'm sure it's different from the generic names and the CC names, because for the CC countries are involved in the process, so governments are involved. For the generic, and I need someone to elaborate, please, on this.
Good question. I should have started that early on. There can be some confusion. We say policy development support team. That is not public policy. Public policy, we leave to the government advisory committee and governments. They do that. In terms of what policies we're talking about here are relating to the registrar, registry, and the domain name system, the practices and procedures that ICANN uses in the governance of those systems. And that also relates to the security and stability. It would also relate to the root operators and their advisory capacity. It's those practices that you see both encompassed in the contracts of the registrars and registries, but also how we do our business. So it's a small P policy and not the capital P, which is public policy.
Just one quick question. So it's mainly policies with contracted bodies, entities, or?
By and large, that's right, because that is how they operate or react and conduct their business with the registrants. The other part of that, it's not only contracted party, it would also be technical standards and those types of things as well.
And I'm just going to add a question, because you just said something that perked my interest. So when you're talking about technical standards and things, so that's the time that we would reach out and liaise with, like, IETF and things like other entities?
That's right, because we, IETF and the Internet Architecture Board, those are the ones that create the standards. And so we would link to them. We usually adopt their standards. That's what that's all about. But sometimes there would be a case where we would have to go and an issue comes up. The one case that's an interesting one would be the question of dotless domains. Can you have a domain that wouldn't have to have a .com or .dot something like that? And that was an issue that came up within the new GTLD program. And it was something we had to consult with the standards groups and the other organizations as to what would that do to the stability and reliability of the domain name system, should that be allowed. And those standards groups and others basically said, no, that shouldn't be the case. And so that was the policy. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and I just think that's a really important thing to think about. And I tell you guys this all the time. I 6.5 years, and some of the alumni say, you know, do you get tired of sitting in that room, do the same thing? It's the teacher in me, and every room is a different room, and different questions come up, and it makes me think as I mature at ICANN, because I think I was quite naive, you know, for my first couple years, extremely. I wasn't really grasping who we are and what we were doing. And so the questions you just asked this morning are brilliant. They really are, because it reminds me, even in the newcomer session, you know, that we need to get to that place and then build it up through the week so that you really are starting with a base of understanding of what we do and what we don't do. And I think I'm going to start doing flip charts on either side. Here's what we do, here's what we don't do. The second point is, kind of building off what Fadi said and now what David's saying, we are not in this alone. We're not a fortress, and we have got to work with the other entities. You know, we don't know all the answers. So we need to reach out to those who do know the answers in order to build a policy that our community can work bottom up with us on and believe that we're getting, you know, the right answers, the best answers. You know, so we're not just doing it alone and thinking we have the whole, you know, brain trust here around the ICANN tables.
And if I could take one more minute, the other interesting question is, so what is the link between the capital P public policy and the small p policy that we do at ICANN? And that's a very good question, because we do create various guidelines, practices, and procedures for the management of the domain name system. But again, as Fadi was saying, we live in an ecosystem which includes governments. And of course, we meant that everything that we do is linked to, but you must obey and you must comply with the local government regulations if you're a registrar, registry, or the like. And so to that extent, there is a link, obviously, and the role for government is their role of a public policy authority. But, of course, in the transnational work that we do, sometimes there aren't rules that work there. And sometimes ours are the only rules that work across globally. And that's just the exciting tension, if you will, of transnational organizations and governmental organizations. As with the Internet, the revolution of the Internet is a challenge to all. To government regulations catching up? Is it still looking at digital analog telephony, or is it looking at digital information and how that is all develops? And so that is part of the partnership and cooperation we all have to do to make sure that we create the policies, practices, and public policies that encourage the greater use of the Internet for economic and social developments in our countries and our societies, and among individuals. And that's our mission. So thank you very much.
Thank you. My head's even more full. Thank you so much, David. So we're actually at our time for this morning. So I'm going to take a deep breath. So I hope you all had a great time at the gala last night. I wasn't able to join you. I had some work to do here, which is cool because I'm working. That's your playtime after the whole day of work. So it's awesome, and I'd love to hear more about it at 11. So we're going to be back together at 11 o'clock in, I cannot say the name of the room, Retiro A, Retiro?
Retiro A. So we'll all be back together. That is a mandatory. So it's mandatory fun. So we're going to come back together, and it's really important. It's your chance to download, kind of get a little bit out of your head what's been happening during the week, kind of make sense of it. I hear back from all the alumni always that really kind of helped that day to get some stuff out, to understand that you're not any different than anyone else in the rest of the room and the amount that you have taken in, and how nervous you are about the next steps. And it's the other part of it, we'll say it again, is just to kind of say hi, bye, you know, just kind of circle the wagon on the bonding for the week for all of us. So 11 o'clock, I'll see you. Now, 9 o'clock in the main hall, Libertador AB is the Global Stakeholder Engagement interactive session with the community. It's the third session that we've done this way, a little bit different. We've been breaking up into small work groups the last two meetings in Beijing and Durban to get everyone's on the community's input on the key priorities. This is a shift day today. We're going to be shifting from we've taken in the information to we've taken what you said, we've implemented it, and we're on our way to a different way of working with the community, and that's what Sally's going to bring to the fore. So I would really love to see your faces there, but if there's something else on the schedule that is for you, don't feel like, well, Mama Jade's there, so I better darn well show up. I think it's a good experience, but it's only one of and something else on the schedule. So there's anything else there at large or security or something that you need to be at too, please, I don't want you to feel obligated that I'm going to check you off the list for the room, okay? I am going to ask you to sign out today, and then we'll see you at 11, okay?
Well, we don't have a group picture yet, so I was thinking maybe we should take one. The entire group, fellows.
Oh, we will. We'll take one at 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, I would also like to remind you that I'm making a video, so if there's any of you, and I know there's a lot of you, who haven't been able to come talk with me, please find me today. Hopefully, we'll have some time. And that was it.
Hmm? Is that a new website?
New download. No, that's internet. And
I went to the wrong website. I'm losing it, man.